We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Hilchos Eivin, Siman Shin Pei Aleph, the bottom of Rishman, Ches Omer Aleph. Dinei Mavat was Shusai, continuing the theme of the previous Siman of someone who nullifies his rights, his domain, but other rights, if any violates, and he does carry out the Bezayin Tzi from the seventh paragraph. Sivav, Sivz Mechaber, Mavat was Shusai, if someone nullifies his property. Then he subsequently carries out from his house to the courtyard. If he does bishagi by mistake, in ois, it doesn't make it forbidden on everyone else regarding carrying in the air. The mezib does deliberately, ois, it makes it forbidden. Sharei, as we continue to tumit beis, chayzim ibetul b'shabita, because he's retracting from the nullification that he had nullified. Vimech zigu by kvar. Now, if the others had already taken possession of the area, shayitim ibetain lachatzah, they already carried out from their homes to the courtyard, shechnisim lachatzah b'tain, what they carried in from the courtyard to their homes, in yochalachim ibetul, they cannot retract from his nullification. Well, Rashi, according to Rashi, in chazakam ha'elas, the taking possession is not effective. But omkin is hech zigu mishach ha'sheikha, only if they took possession when it was already dark, when it was already Shabbos. It says Mishrus of Cotton Aleph, if someone nullifies his Mishrus Vahitzi Akkach, and he subsequently carries out Pirish, Sha'ava Vahitzi, he violates and he carries out, which the Shar Tzin Nois Aleph says, we don't have to say, if he doesn't nullify the Rishus of his house, and only his Chatzah that's forbidden because he's carrying out from Rishus Lashus, as we said previously in Shin Peis of Aleph, but rather, even if he nullifies also the Rishus of his house, he's also forbidden to carry out, because through his carrying out, he's retracting from his Bittel, and there's Isla Mafreya. And this that he permits in Shin Peis of Beis, that's talking about after they were machzik, like the way that Achrenim right over there. Sivkot and Beis. So, he subsequently carries out. So, if by mistake he doesn't make it forbidden, but Meis, if he does it deliberately, Oysa makes it forbidden, up and down, on the people in the courtyard to carry, Sivkot and Gimel, Sharei, Chayza Bechulu, because he's retracting from the bittel that he had made. Because it looks like as if he's going back and he's taking possession, Bishosh Bittel, in his property that he nullified. However, if he subsequently goes back and he then renews his bittel, mahani, so that's going to be effective. As the Shar Tzinois Beis says, this is all if his carrying out was not in public, but it was b'fahesya, then he's like a non-Jew, and then he cannot be mevatel. And based on what was explained later on, Shin Pei Hei said Gimel, and what we write over there. It says Mishmur further, Magadman writes, we don't say Kishu Chayza Maxim when he goes back and he takes possession, only by carrying out from the house to the courtyard. But if he carries in from the courtyard to the house, that doesn't look like he wants to back out from his bittel and take possession of the chatzu. We already wrote about this. Many halachic authorities disagree on this. They hold, in chilik ben etzol achnos, there's nothing between carrying out or carrying in. So the Shar Tzin Leis Gimel brings, and that's how they agree that my mamotvi go in Yaakov, and that's how the Beis Meir is inclined. And this is the Morgan Avram and Sivdal approves from Sivdal. My mamotvi and Alta Morgan write to differentiate the Davko when you're carrying out from Rishus that he nullified and he's bringing into the Rishus of his friend. You don't have in such a tiltal instruction that he's backing out and being maxed what he was mavatl. To the contrary, he's removing from his Rishus, which is not the case over here when he takes out. He carries out from the chatzah and he brings it into his house. After that, he brings into his rishus and for his needs. Then it does look like as if he's going back and he's being masked ghost regarding this, even though that he's taking it out from a rishus that he was mevatel, since he's utilizing from there to the rishus to his rishus for his needs, like it was like he always had. And that's how he writes us in the Gingo and Yaakov, and that's obvious over there, depending on the Ritfo, but then Sukkot of Samach Dalet, that our discussion does not depend on that of Sivdal. In our discussion, according to everyone, whether it's all and Achnasa, it looks like he's being Chazer and Machzik. Says Mishmaru, Kamoit Lamachakin, and it's all Achnasa and Hechzik, just like we did in the friendship between carrying out and carrying in regarding being Machzik, who Kamoit Shabbosai Machabel, with Machaber concludes.
Sivkot and Dalet. So the Machaber continues that the Mechziku b'chulu. Now, if they already had taken possession of it, that they carried it from their homes to the chatzah, or they brought it from the chatzah to their houses, that is kaidim shachaz b'chaytzi Caleb, before he went back and took out his vessels. Sivkot and Hey, then any yochalach, so then he cannot retract from his bittel, because the chomakim in all places chazaka meilu b'kenea. The chazaka is effective with the acquisition. Though this is not a full-fledged chazakah, even so, the sages will lean regarding it. The mahani kishar chazakas, there's effective like other chazakas. Well, days according to this, the taking possession is effective. Even if you took possession before Shabbos, after the bittel. Sivkot and Vav, according to Rashi, the chazakah is not effective only if they did the chazakah, mishchashecha. that when it's already Shabbos. Because when it's still daytime, it's not proving anything. Because when it's not, they can take in and out. It's not Shabbos yet. No, you don't need to air it. That one should be stringent, like this opinion. Siv base. Yes, but there is a nullification of rights of domain from one courtyard to another courtyard. It doesn't make a difference if two courtyards were opening between them. Each one made their own Erev. It doesn't make a difference if they made Erev together as one. Each one could nullify its reshus to the other one. That it should be permitted to utilize it and not it. It doesn't make a difference, two courtyards, one within the other one. And the only one that made the air was the outer one. The inner one makes a forbidden on the outer one. It can nullify its rights that it's not going to utilize. And it's not going to pass by. It's the only one that has to leave. But and therefore, then the outer one's going to be permitted. Or if they made the air together as one. They put the Arab in the outer one. And one of the inner ones forgotten to not make and join the Arab. They can nullify his rishus. That he'll nullify his rights to all the members of the inner courtyard. All the members of the outer courtyard. And that only he'll be forbidden. They'll all be permitted. There is halacha bitul rishus from one courtyard to another courtyard. That is, kemoishes bitul rishus mevayis labayis. It's just like a nullification of rights from one house to another house, b'chatzar echad, in one courtyard. So too from chatzar to chatzar. Siv katan ches. Doesn't make a difference if two courtyards were opening between them, be'ever kalachas la'asman, each one made their own erev, because they loy erev, if they didn't make an erev, emavatan, then there's no bitul, commissions babas mission pay. Though shnaim emavatan, when there's two, there's no bitul, fish called echad oisar al chaver, because each one's making forbidden on the other one, so it's not going to help to nullify to the other chatzar, because there's more than one person there. Siv katan tes, and relation erev yachad doesn't make a difference if they made erev together as one. Meaning, married to Tomah, because Shachach Echman Veloy Erev, and one of them forgot to not make an Erev. The Yochalavat Roshus Lebne Chatzah Shaloy, that he could nullify his rights to the members of his courtyard. Vigam of Meaches, and also to the members of the other courtyard, which is Sharatzin Oisei, says, Nesev my Madche is my Gia, that it should say in Shachanach Veloy Erev Yachad, that they did not make an Erev together as one. And the Shachanach is not talking at all when the two Chatzahs made Erev together as one. And then you'll be able to understand the words of Shulchan Aruch as a simple understanding. And that's how it's in the Torah and the Levush. And he says, that's how I found a Gersa in the first Shulchan Aruch that was printed in the lifetime of the Mechaber himself, of Rabbi Yosef Karo. Siv Katan Yud. That each one could be mevatel its reshus to the other one. Liyaisim Muteres Bechulu, that it should be permitted to utilize in it, and Velohi, and not in it. Meaning Koya Reshut going on the first case, each one made their own Arab, the Mavat Meshusim, the ones who are in the Mavatla, they're Reshus, Shuvasum Loitzi, Mibatem Lachatza, they're not allowed to carry out anymore from their homes to the Chatza. In the case when one of them forgot not join the Arab, Ubit Lushus the Kulman nullifies his Reshus to all of them, Hulavadi also, only he's forbidden of a Kulman, and they're all going to be permitted. Siv Katan Yud Alef, it doesn't make a difference if the two courtyards, one within the other, and they didn't make an Erev Elah Chitzayin B'chulu, only the other one, because the Imgam Chitzayin L'Erev, because even the other one did not make an Erev, it's not possible, because the Imvat L'Shus L'Shnayim, it cannot, like we said, can't nullify your Rishos to more than one person if there's no Erev. Siv Katan Yud Beis, and the only one that made the Erev was the other one, Levad, the only it. So that makes the inner courtyard what's called a regular asur b'mkayma, that they're forbidden to carry in their own area, and therefore v'yaseh shalom b'mkayma, they make forbidden not in its place, meaning in the outer one, the canal, like we mentioned before, the simen shenayin ches. Siv katan yud gimel, that the inner one makes forbidden on the outer one, so the inner one can be vatal etzer shos, that they're not going to utilize, they're not going to pass by, only b'shosh v'tzich lot says when they have to go out. The injury is the regular ISIS, so the right of way does not make it forbidden. Ilam asi is tashim only when you're using utility and you're not using it for any utility. Siv katan yud dalet, so the outer one will be permitted, or if they make an erev together as one, benosli rub mechitzayna, and they put the erev in the outer one, which lav davka, it's not precise. The word then same thing would be benosli rub mepnimis, if they put the erev in the inner one, gamkin tzarcha benimil levat rishus l'vashdechat says the inner one would also have to nullify its rishus to the two courtyards. Well, isagi wouldn't be enough bishy yivat lepnimis levat only to nullify to the inner one, v'yehu ayudech legabayi that he should be a guest by them, but yesalei not make him forbidden of them. V'achkach isalki himatzim legam, and then they totally remove themselves from using the outer courtyard because the kivin sheivus bo meh. them, since the problem is starting from them, it's one of their own courtyard members forgot to join the Erev. They cannot remove themselves from the members of the outer one after they already had joined together already as one. Through one Erev. So it has to be that to both of them, so then it doesn't really make a difference where they put the Erev. Sivkatan Tezvav. So he's mevatel just to each one of the members of the inner one, and also for every member of the outer one. Shenasu kachatzecher, because they essentially became like one chatzal. They erved through the erev. The film here to bnei apnimi, and even if the members of the inner one want listal katzvam nechatzen to remove themselves from the outer one, gamkin lemahani bebitul bnei apnimi levad. That also is not going to be effective to nullify only to the members of the inner one. Because now, like we said, b'sipkat nakoidim in the previous paragraph, ubefrat and specifically if yimashatir mechaber, according to what mechaber had described she'er munach b'chatzayin, that there was an outer one. Balavachi, anyways, yevshal estalk lemem. Anyways, can't remove himself. She'er munach etzlam. Their own erev is in the outer one. Sivkatan tezayin, and therefore yehuhu levad they also. So he's going to be the only one forbidden. Having that is loitzim b'vayis lachatza, that the one who forgot to join the erev, he won't be able to carry it from his house to the courtyard. Okay, like we said previously, b'simin shinpei. Siv gimel yesh bitl reshus b'churba. There is a nullification of rights in a ruin, a dilapidated building. Shem Hoyish, they bought them after the two homes, Bechuba B'neim, and then there was a ruin between them, Shishal Shneim, which belonged to both neighbors. B'shach B'le Erev, they forgot, they did not make an Erev. Yochalech L'bat Rishus L'chaber, one of them could nullify his rights to his friend. Well, Yisem Utabai, and then that guy will be permitted. Says Mishru Sivkot Yizem, Bechuba, that is the B'le Erev. We don't say Shalahi Kila Chacham B'tel Rishus, that the sages were not lenient regarding nullification of domain El Bechatzah Shalapnei Abatim, only in a courtyard that's in front of homes. Shabahu Ikitashmish, that's a prime utility. No, even the Churva. Sivkot Yilches, which Shishosh name, which belonged to both of them, Ayin Lebesimishin Ayin Vav. Be'alacham, and then Maschim Avatel Rishusai, that, and then he subsequently carries out. If he did it, B'shagi did not make it problematic. But that's he makes it problematic. Says, look at the B'yad Ephraim that you see, that even if he carries out from before Shabbos, it's also like Chizmi B'tulei, and he can make it forbidden on them when Shabbos starts. And he says, it's not necessarily like this. You could say that even that the B'tul could be from before Shabbos. However, regarding Chizmi B'tulei, that's not Shaykh only when he take care of that on Shabbos, and not when he carries out on the weekday, because then you're not proving anything that's Chizmi from B'tulei, because his B'tul was only for the day of Shabbos. The Masl Oishach Nisoi, whether they carried out or whether they carried in, and regarding this, everyone agrees that carrying in is the same as carrying out, as the Achroinim write, which the Dirshu 10 brings. The reason writes Tais and Erevin of Samaches is because whenever you do anything, they would out that the bittel for them would be forbidden to do, so that's a chazaka, and then you can't back out and make it forbidden on them. Dirshu Bir Alocha and Damascus or Rashi, that are going to Rashi, chazaka doesn't help only if they took possession when it was ready Shabbos. It sounds like from this wording that he holds primarily like the first opinion. Because according to Rashi, it's like this. But in truth, it requires further analysis. The first opinion is only the opinion of the Torah. Opinion of Rashi is not only Rashi's opinion. So it's Rabbi Yehoshua and Ritva, Tosis, and that's how he writes in Sefer Beis Meir, and what the Bach writes to reject Chita's Rashi, all the Achrin already reject his words, and therefore one should be stringent. He says, you know that according to Rashi, it's obvious that it's not called a chazaka only with carrying in and carrying out, which are things that are forbidden without the bittul, as you see in Tais and Ritva. But according to the Torah, the chazaka helps even before Shabbos. It's possible, according to him, chazaka helps even by just using the chaser itself, even if you're not carrying in or out, like regular chazakas. However, that's not necessarily either, and he says, you have to look into this. And Dir Maschel B'Shach Echad Min HaPanim is that one of the members of the inner courtyard forgot and did not join the Erev. Same thing is if one of the other members of the outer courtyard forgot. He would also require that he should mevatel to the two chatzeres, since not enough that he should mevatel only to the members of the outer courtyard, and that the members of the inner courtyard could remove themselves from them, because since the floor was not with them, after the Erev is already put into the outer one. And if the Erev is put into the inner one, then the members of the inner one could remove themselves, even if he's not mevatel reshus to them, as we see in Simit Shalayin Ches Ayin Sham, if it's one of the outer members that said, we didn't bring you on to make it worse for us. Some of the Dirshu, Dirshu number one, we said that it was over v'haitzi. Okay, if he did it, he's going to make it forbidden on them. Now, if he carries out for Pekuach Nefashis, and Sefer Chedushim Biurim, Rav Greinman writes, he does not make it forbidden because since he's allowed to carry out, it's not considered Chazer Machzik. There's number two, that we said, like, it looks like he's backing out. The reason for this, that Mevatel could back out from his bittul in the middle of Shabbos, and wouldn't say, wait, Shabbos, once Shabbos permitted, remains permitted. Even though regarding Yisrael, a member of the courtyard that goes to spend Shabbos in another chatzah, and he doesn't intend to come back on Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Shinai and Abbas of Beit, that he comes back on Shabbos, he's not making forbidden because of the concept of Shabbos. So we find Nachrein in many Tirutzim. Number one, the Taz answers that there the heter depends on when Shabbos starts, that the Yisrael has to make up his mind when Shabbos is starting that he's not spending Shabbos in this house, as we see over there. And then we say Shabbos Shehut Shehut Shehut, once a permit is permitted. But over here, that he can battle the Yisrael even when Shabbos already started, as we see in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Pei Sanal. Behechich, you need the heter to be around the whole Shabbos, and therefore you don't say regarding the Shabbos Shehut Shehut Shehut. Number two, Shulchan Aruch Rav answers that by Bittul Rishus, when he backs out, we explain that in the beginning he did not have in mind to mivatel for the whole Shabbos, which is not the case when he left his house, that the Yid had in mind when Shabbos starts that he wasn't going to come back to all Shabbos. Chaznish brings that similarly, that's brought in the Russian Ervin, that he writes in the summons of Mivatel Rishus, that he goes back in his Maksik in the Mavi before the members of Mavi are Maksik. It's verified retroactively that initially he never had in mind to remove himself from his Rishus. Number three, the Karmen Nisanel answers, based on the Kalal that's written in the Gemara and even the Ayin and Beis, that whatever's permitted for some of the Shabbos is permitted for the whole Shabbos. Whatever's forbidden for some of the Shabbos is forbidden for the whole Shabbos, except from being Mevatel Rishus. And explains that just like you don't say by Bittel, Hove Nesra Nesra, because when Shabbos starts, it's not Kaveh regarding the Bittel, so too we don't say by Hove Hutra Hutra, the same thing. It goes in both ways. And in Shin Pei and Sif Aleph, discussed the Be'er Lacha, that Chazanesh is Chaylik regarding this. Dish number three. We said that it looks like he's chayzer machzik in the rishus that is mevatel. Now, if he goes and he carries out first from their house to the chatzah, the Rashi writes in Eivin of Samach Tes that even if he carries out before their machzik, it does not make it forbidden, and it's even permitted for him actually to carry out l'gitchila because it's considered a guest by them, and from a permitted place he's carrying out, and we don't say that it's making it forbidden only if he carries in or out from a place that's forbidden for him. Similarly, we find this role like this in the Sharetzin Sefkat and Gimel. His words are brought in the Bialocha in Shin Pei Sef Alef, the Masal Begam Hu. Now, regarding what he writes, that it doesn't make forbidden only when he carries in or out from places that's forbidden for him, Mishnah Berurah discusses this in Shin Pei Sefkat and Yabez, that he writes that also by Bittul Rishus of his house and his chatzah, it's all one Rishus. If he goes and he carries out before their Masal, he makes it forbidden. That is, that he doesn't have to carry out from a place that's Aser to a place that's Mutter. Dish number four, Pinin Chaznish, that it's not effective anymore, Bittul in that day. Meaning the Mishnah Berurah said if it goes back in Vatel again, that's going to be effective. Chaznesh says, no, it's not. And he asked the Mishnah Berurah, because place in Eibin of Samach Tes, you see, that he cannot go back in Vatel. And he puts this from the Sugi over there, according to the way they explain. Dish number five, Mishnah Berurah brought from the Magen Avraham, that we don't say that his Chaz HaMarzik only through Hitzah, but not through Hachnasa. Lashon Magen Avraham is Aval HaChnas Mutter. Now it sounds like that, if it's Mavatel Rishus of his chatzah, it's permitted for him, like Ketchila, to carry in from the chatzah to his house. Nachas Shekel asks, why would it be permitted for him to do this? But he's carrying it from Rishus of others to his own Rishus. He writes, you have to be Magi, you have to edit, I will hichnes mutter. In other words, that if he brought in from the chatzah to his house, it doesn't seem like he's backing out from his bittel, and it's permitted for the other members of the chatzah to carry in their chatzah. But of course, like Ketchila for him, it's forbidden to carry in from the chatzah to his house, because he's carrying it from Rishus to Rishus, and that's how it's written in Shulchan Aruch Rav. Now, Goyis had a Ephraim over there on the margin. The answer is Toma, where he's Mevatel from before Shabbos. That if he wants in the Bittel, it's forbidden for him to carry out from before Shabbos, because if he carries out, he's Chazer from the Bittel. But to bring it to his house from before Shabbos, that's permitted, because it doesn't look like he's backing from his Bittel. Look at the Allah and the Masa Mevatel that disagrees in the Ephraim regarding this, and he holds that even if he carries out from before Shabbos, it's not considered as Chazer, as if he's backing out, and that's what Chaznish agrees. Dish number six. Now, but if someone's mevatel also the rishus of his house, the Magen Avraham writes over there that it's forbidden for him to carry into his house, and if he does, it's considered as if he's backing out from his bittel. The explanation of the difference, the Maimon Motcha writes that the iser is bringing in to the rishus that is mevatel, and therefore when he's mevatel only the rishus of his chatzar, he's allowed to carry in from the chatzar to the bais, because from the chatzar he's carrying out and not carrying in. But when he's mevatel also the rishus of his house, he's not allowed to carry into his house. Machzor Shekel writes that according to the Magen Avraham, that someone's mevatel the rishus of his house and his chatzar, and he goes back and brings it into his house, he's being chayzer from his bittel. That is because he's chayzer through this, that it, from his whole bittel, and not only for the bittel of his house, and even though he's not utilizing the chatzar, to the contrary, he's taking his vessels out of the chatzar to the bais, but still, since he backs up from some of the bittel, he's being chayzer from the whole bittel. Dish number seven, Chaznish Paskins, that the chazar, the mevatel, is whether through carrying in or carrying out. Dish number eight. There's a Sharet Sin that we said that if he carried out the Fahesi, it's like an Akum, and then he can't be Mevatel anymore. Now, the understanding of his words that also, even if he carries out publicly only one time, he's a Mumma. because it's like a non-Jew. Not in Mishbura and Shin Behesev called Dal this Saisin, that Dafka, if he's accustomed to do this, and is he called a mummer? But if he did only one time with a Hesi in public, he's not called a mummer. And name him the Yeshayim, he writes that even one time he'd be called a mummer. So Tzarchin. Chaznish also is lengthy regarding this. Now, Allah, he passed that only if he does it three times, he called a mummer. However, if he does it deliberately, anger God, Chaznish writes over there that according to all opinions, even one time he would be ready to call a mummer, a renegade Jew. Addition number 9. If the Mavatla is chayzer, they take carries out his vessels after that they were machzik only a part of the members of the chatzar. Chaznish is not sure if he's going to make it forbidden on them, or is the chazak of one of the members of the chatzar affected for them all. And the Chiddush Ibn Eizer, he holds that all of them have to be machzik. Dirsha number 11. If the chatzeres, we said this bitl shows from chatzar to chatzar. If the chatzeres open up also to a mavi, Chaznish writes that if they did not make a ribi chatzeres and did not make shetuf from mavis, and mavatl all the chatzeres and mavi to an individual, it's forbidden for the individual to carry out to the chatzeres into the mavi, and they're all forbidden. Now, if mavatl them the chatzeres and not the mavi, it's forbidden for him to carry out to the mavi. And even though Shogunar Paskins and Shin Pezain, they rely on the Eiv and the Makam of a shetuf, here it's forbidden for him to carry to the mavi because the mavi is rishus of them all. Chatzar rishus of a yachid. Comes out he's carrying from rishus to Rishus of Tubailu. According to this, if there's no openings between the Chatzeres, only through the Mavi, he wouldn't be able to carry from Chatzar to Chatzar. Dish number 12, Mishbura said, just like this Bittul Rishus from Abayis to Abayis, and Chatzar Echad, so too this Chatzar to Chatzar. Now the Chiddush in this halacha, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, that even though the Chatzeres don't make a forbidden one on the other, because besides for the opening that's between them, each Chatzar also has an opening to the Rishus for Abim, and each Chatzar made its own Erev, still the members of one Chatzar can mevatel the Rishus to the members of the Chatzar that's near them, that they should be permitted to carry from their house to the second Chatzar, and the members of the Chatzar that mevatel the Rishus will be forbidden to carry out from their homes to the Chatzar. And that's the Chiddush. Edition number 13. Shpur had said, the Mechaber said, that the members of the inner courtyard made up, they're not passing by, they're not using the outer courtyard only when they have to get through. Now according to the Yeshayim in Shin Pei Sif Aleph, that someone of the Rishos of his Chatzar also has to lock the door, but Yosef writes that also over here they would have to lock a door. And he writes that the Torah doesn't write this halach over here because it relies on actually what he writes over there. Just number 14, we say, because Drisa's regal doesn't make it forbidden only when you do some utility over there. Now the reason for this, explains the Lubush and Shulchan Aruch Rav, is this that they say in Shulchan Aruch and Shinai and Chesed Beis, that the inner one makes it forbidden on the outer one. That's not because the right of way itself. It's because that the right of way and the utility over there, what they use for their needs, the way people use a chatzar for the homes, and therefore, when the inner one is being mevatel to the outer one, this chus, and doesn't utilize it over there in Shabbos, they don't make it forbidden. And the source of this Allah has been based on the name of Tais and Eirvin of Notes, that they prove their words from the Koyach of the Sugi over there. Dish number 15 said, yeah, because once they're already joined together through one Eir, they're all considered as one Chatzar. And a little more explanation, Rashi and Eirvin of Samachvav writes that the Eir makes it a custom that the members of the outer one utilize the inner one. And it's as if they live over there. Tais over there asked, we hold in Gemara Eirvin of Memches, that you don't say residents through an Eir to be stringent. If that's the case, we shouldn't be stringent on the inner one to say that the residents of the outer one live over there and they cannot remove themselves from the outer one. And Taisa answers that in the case that the inner one was negligent and they ruined it for themselves, then we actually do say that the residents of the outer one are in a stringent way.